Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's discuss the mindset of a successful individual.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. You know, I've experienced in watching people move in real estate or not move in real estate. For example, I met a veteran through the radio actually years ago, and he had continued in a small apartment unit to do what he'd always done as a paying rent when he could have been a homeowner years prior, but continued to do what he was doing. And I found that sad. At the same time, I see people who are in very set base income that look like they don't have the resources to invest who have created such a portfolio for themselves. I wanted to talk about how do those people move when others don't?
It's a mindset. And in my opinion, to a great degree, you're influenced by what has happened, how your parents lived, and the discipline that they had to forego current consumption.
Yes.
And
yes.
They treat that then as a lesson forward. I recall my mother stating, don't throw anything away. It still has a useful life to it. Now, that can also lead to pack ratism.
Pack ratism, is that a word?
I'm not sure if that's even a word, but it can lead to that type of mindset. But it is interesting. If you've got a mindset that says, you know, let's put something away for the future. Don't put it under the mattress. It doesn't earn anything. Plus, the mattress could catch on fire and so forth. So, but figuratively speaking, don't consume everything that you're making. If there's a way of doing that, particularly in a partnership relationship, husband, wife, spouse to spouse, partner to partner, if you could live on the income generated by one and set the income generated by the other aside into an earning situation, you would be absolutely amazed what happens over a 20-year period.
And I think the biggest step is getting started. I think that the problem is I've got a daughter who just moved out on her own and she needs to set aside $20 a month. That's it, $20 a month. Next year, $200 a month. So you've really got to start and recognize that a small start is better than no start. And it's a mindset that you have to train and develop, especially if it has not been your upbringing.
Exactly. And boy, if it hasn't been your upbringing and you marry or become related to a partner who has that mindset, you're going to feel very depraved and deprived. I'm not sure which word to use, but I'm deprived because I'm depraved. Mindset, and that's going to be very painful, but it's just simply a way of looking at things.
Mindset, exactly. Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.